Oh, he said, I see where human touches divine. I see where the earth touches the heaven.
Yeah.
And there in that delicate place, there's water. Yeah. Hallelujah. Down the side of it, it flows. This great mountain exposed. He got a new lease on life. Yeah. He saw something there. He saw where God touched the earth and the kiss of the earth. He saw where that life-giving substance flowed from. It flowed from that place that God created. It's not the work of the atomic power in Russellville, but it's the mountain, hallelujah, that establishes that delicate touch between heaven and earth that brings life. You might as well love him, hallelujah. The blessing of life. That's what he called it. The blessing of life. No wonder he said, I look to the hills from which cometh my help. No wonder he said, it's the strength of the Lord that comes from those hills. He brought a different atmosphere. All of a sudden, his feet began to have a little step in them that he didn't have before. His heels wasn't dragging anymore. He was inspired. He picked up his pen and he wrote these immortal words and established them that out of strength come from the hills. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That great mountain.
Amen.
Amen. I want to leave Horse Mountain. Hermon, just a minute. I want you to go with me to Mount Moriah, a great mountain that I look to. Somebody said, what are you fooling the mountain for? I'll tell you what I'm fooling them for. I see something in them. It was on Mount Moriah. Amen. The God sent Abraham up the side of the hill and went. And he said, Abraham, I want you to offer your son. And it was in this place on the mountain that Abraham looked and said, God's going to provide himself a sacrifice. He left the service behind. He left everything behind except that boy was to go with him. And it was there on that mountain that he was ready to take his own son's life, where a lamb was provided to take his place. He was caught in the thicket. It prefigured the Lamb of Calvary. If you please, that thicket is a type of Israel. They were the ones that placed the thorns on his head. They were the ones that encamped about him and said, you're a liar. He defied them. He was caught in the thicket. He was the Lamb provided. And it was on the mountain that God Almighty has left you and I know. Hallelujah, that this Lamb is slain from the foundation of the world. I'm living on the mountain. And I ain't gonna come down. I've found where the milk and honey flows. I know where the life is. I know where the substance is. Somebody said, would you trade this for all the money in the world? They can keep the money. I'd rather die. I'd rather die dead broke and have what I have in my soul tonight than to trade places with any Rockefeller. All his money. I'm living on that mountain. Hallelujah. Over at the Horeb, I see something happening that's already been mentioned in this service tonight. Hallelujah. Moses saw something at the mountain. Amen. He saw a bush that was on fire and was not consumed. He looked at that thing, and no doubt he walks around and took it in from all sides, looking at what was happening before his very eye. It was there that God revealed a prophetic picture of the Holy Ghost and fire. Say, thank you, Jesus. You ever feel like you've been on fire, and yet you're not consumed? Take off your shoes, boy. This is holy ground. It prefigured this New Testament salvation. I see something in the hills. What do you see, David? I see strength. I see the life-giving substance. I don't know how to explain it. It's beyond my comprehension. I know where heat and cold meet. It forms condensation. And I know the cold lies of men. And I know the warmth of the Lord. And how our God exchanges it around. It's really not in my business. But I do know one thing. It forms the life-giving substance that can resurrect a sinner out of his stalwart past. I'm looking to the hills. I got my eyes glued on the hills. Amen. I see something at the hill. I want you to go with me on this same Mount Hermon in Caesarea Philippi, in the northern utmost of the place called Israel, where this great mountain is. This is the place, hallelujah, that Jesus Christ stated the fact in the 16th chapter of the book of Matthew and the 18th verse. He said, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And some said, "You're a Esaias or Isaiah." Some said, "You're a prophet." And some say you this, but it was here at this mountain that the Lord began to reveal what was going to happen. And Peter, he said, "Who do you say that I really am? I don't care what others say, but do you know who I am?" He said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus himself said this. He said, "This flesh and blood have not revealed this unto you." Let me tell you something, church. On the mountain, you will not get a flesh and blood revelation. Did you hear what I said? I said, you will not get a flesh and blood revelation. But he said, "My Father or my Spirit, which is in heaven, hath revealed this unto you." Do you know why this church world does not know who God really is? It's because they do not have a spiritual revelation. They've never been on the mountain. Flesh and blood have been revealed to you. But my Father, my Spirit which is in heaven, it was up the side of the mountain that they went, called Transfiguration. It was on Mount Hermon where all this took place. It was there that they looked up and they saw Moses and Elijah standing around Jesus Christ. Now, you know what he was proving there? On the mountain, he proved some things.
Yes,
if you get on the mountain, you prove some things. He proved that the law and the prophets were consummated in him. Because when this great epic episode took place, whenever it was all over, they saw no man save Jesus Christ. And Peter said, "Lord, let's build three temples here." God never indeed did intend for a Trinity to be started. He didn't need three temples. He's just one God who's above all, through all, and in you all. He's the first. He's the last. He's all in between. The beginning and the ending. Which is, which was, which is to come. He's the lily. He's the rose. He's the lion of the tribe of Judah. He's the Lamb of God. Peter trembled on the mountain. Right there at Mount Transfiguration. He trembled. I kind of know what it felt like.
Yeah.
There's been times when I shook under the power and the presence of God.
Right.
And I didn't know all about it. But God has ways of revealing himself. It'll not take him long until he begin to teach you what you really need to know. If you can just learn to look to the hills from which cometh your strength. Do you know why 13 years has passed under the floor of this church as far as time is concerned? It's not been because of any program. It's not been by the strength of one or two or three. But it's been because somebody had their eyes glued on the hills of Almighty God. Your strength comes from the hills. Thank you, Jesus. Now it was there. Somebody said, "Well, you're making it all glorious and nothing else happened." Okay. Now I want you to know that when this thing all was passed on Mount Transfiguration, there was a man that came to Jesus. And he said, "Lord, come and heal my son. He's possessed with a dumb spirit. And I can't get it out of him. Your disciples haven't even been able to cast it out." Listen, the spirit of doubt was standing at the foot of the mountain.
That's the truth.
Now let me caution you just a little bit.
We can be caught up in some ecstasy sometimes. And we can be caught up in some blessing sometimes. And we can march heart and rank the pile. Everything's going good. We can pat the picture on the back and say, my, what a good job we're doing. But sometimes there's some rough episodes that come along. There'll be some that says, my, just something all around you. And I can't do anything about it. What are you going to do? Jesus said, listen, you've got to understand one thing. That there's no mountaintop experience that's set apart by itself. He cast that dumb devil out. And they said, how, Lord? He said, this thing cometh by fasting and prayer. There is these things that need to accompany you and I in our mountaintop experience.
Right. Praise God.
Down off this came the steps of our Savior. He walked out into Galilee. And his steps were made indelible across the sands of time. He went teaching. And he began to tell them of what was going to happen to him here in the next few days. He said, I'm going to die. And I'm going to resurrect again. Their minds were troubled. Oh God, I would we could lay our carnality aside. I have never seen carnality on such a rampage in days gone by like I have seen it in this day.